listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome to Season 6, Episode 17. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're returning, thank you for being part of this growing community where we prioritize healing, empowerment, and practical tools for mental well-being. In today's episode, we're going to dive deep into a very powerful yet sometimes misunderstood practice, and that is shadow work. I'm going to explore where it came from and what it really means and how it impacts mental health. And most importantly, how you can safely begin practicing it in your own life. So get ready to go inward in a whole new way. Now let's start with the basics. Shadow work is the process of exploring the parts of ourselves that we often hide, repress, or deny. Think of it as an emotional excavation, unearthing the stories, memories, beliefs, and behaviors that operate beneath our conscious awareness. The shadow is a term coined by Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung in the early 20th century. Jung believed that we all have a shadow self, a psychological space where we store all the parts of ourselves that we've been told are bad, wrong, or unacceptable. This could be anger, jealousy, neediness, shame, fear, or even things like ambition or creativity that were discouraged growing up. Now, why does this matter? Because whatever we avoid or suppress doesn't just go away. It leaks out in unconscious ways. You may find yourself self-sabotaging, projecting onto others, struggling with relationships, or feeling disconnected from your true self. Shadow work is the process of shining a light on those hidden parts so you can reclaim your wholeness. While forms of inner reflection exist across spiritual traditions, the formal concept of the shadow was developed by Carl Jung as part of his analytical psychology. He described the shadow as the dark side of the psyche, not evil, but rather unknown. Jung wrote, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life, and you will call it fate." Jung's therapy incorporates shadow work through techniques like dream analysis, archetypal exploration, and active imagination. Later thinkers like Debbie Ford, the author of The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, made shadow more accessible to the general public. Modern therapists have adapted these tools in secular, trauma-informed ways that align with current mental health frameworks. Here's where it gets real. Suppressing parts of ourselves takes energy. It leads to anxiety, depression, shame, and inner conflict. Shadow work can help with this. First is self-acceptance. By facing what we've hidden, we begin to accept ourselves in totality, not just the good parts. Improved relationships. We stop projecting onto others and take accountability for our emotional triggers. Reduced reactivity. Understanding your shadow reduces impulsive behavior. Shame spirals and emotional overwhelm. Empowerment. We reclaim energy, creativity, and even leadership potential that was buried in the shadow. An inner peace. Integration brings calm. The war inside us quiets when we stop rejecting ourselves. And this isn't easy work, but it's transformational. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. So now you may be thinking, okay, I'm interested, but where do I start? So here are 5 real-life accessible strategies to begin shadow work. The first is journaling with prompts. Use prompts to explore parts of yourself that you've avoided. Try what qualities in others trigger me and why. When do I feel most ashamed and what does that remind me of? And what do I fear others will find out about me? Be honest and don't edit yourself. This is for you. Next is to name your inner critic. We all have that harsh inner voice. Try naming it, like literally. Give it a character or even a costume. When you can identify it, you gain distance and insight into where that voice came from. Next is to observe triggers without judgment. When someone gets under your skin, pause and ask yourself, what part of me is activated? Have I ever acted this way? And is this something I've judged or disowned in myself? Your biggest triggers are often mirrors for shadow material. Meditation and inner dialogue. Try a short 5-minute guided meditation where you visualize meeting a part of your shadow. Ask, what do you want me to know? And how are you trying to protect me? Treat this part with compassion. Remember, your shadow formed for survival. And also, you can work with a licensed mental health therapist. Shadow work can bring up deep emotions and even trauma. Partnering with a therapist, especially one that's trained in this area or in trauma-informed approaches, can help you do this safely and effectively. Here's the truth. Shadow work isn't just about pain. It's also about discovering your gold. Jung believed that shadow contains not just darkness, but also your hidden gifts, your boldness, your artistry, your intuition, your power. When we integrate our shadow, we become whole, not perfect, but deeply human. And that is more than enough. You're allowed to hold both your light and dark, joy and sorrow, love and fear, strength and vulnerability. As we close today, I want to honor the courage it takes to explore your inner world. Shadow work is an act of radical self-love. It's choosing to know yourself, all of yourself, so you can show up fully in the world. So I'm going to close with an affirmation. I embrace all parts of myself. What was hidden is now welcomed. I walk towards wholeness with grace and compassion. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to share it with someone who may be ready to begin their own shadow work path. Until next time, be well, be whole, and keep feeling all of the feels. Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.